With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has nominated a top economic advisor to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors for 4 months, temporarily filling a vacancy while continuing his search for a longer-term appointment. He named Stephen Moran, the chair of the White House's Council of Economic Advisors, to fill a seat vacated by Governor Adriana Kugler, a Biden appointee who had stepped down Friday. A new Gallup poll finds a record-high party gaps in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court, with the latter suffering its lowest overall approval rating since the survey began.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, where the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Justice Department has begun to zero in on New York Attorney General Letitia James. She has been subpoenaed for records related to the lawsuit she won against President Trump for allegedly lying about his wealth. One source says the subpoena is part of an investigation into whether James violated the president's civil rights. Her lawyer has accused the president of weaponizing the Justice Department, and James has denied any wrongdoing. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Planned Parenthood is closing more clinics. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million people in Nigeria are deaf and have difficulty hearing. Disability advocates say the absence of inclusive churches and institutions, the Christian Mission Church, is critical, especially in African societies where the perception of people with disabilities is influenced by traditional beliefs. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jonelle Alicia reports on a Boar's Head deli meat plant reopening amid sanitation problems.
New documents obtained by the Associated Press find that there were sanitation problems similar to the ones at the Jarrett plant at sites in three other locations in the U.S. Some of the problems found at the plants include a meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls and stairs, meat products clogging drains, and employees who didn't wear hairnets or plastic aprons, or wash their hands. The new inspection documents are from January of 2025 through July, so the problems occurred very recently.
The Trump administration is seeking a $1 billion settlement from UCLA weeks after the Department of Justice accused the school of anti-Semitism and other civil rights violations. UCLA is the first public university to be targeted by widespread funding freeze. More details at srnnews.com.